Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the Word for Today.
From 2 Corinthians 5:1, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven. Few things in life compare to the excitement of moving into your dream house. But if you're a redeemed child of God, here's the score. No matter how beautiful your dream house on earth may be, it's nothing compared to the one you will have in eternity. That's why Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." When it comes to the house we want to live in, certain questions arise. First, what's the price? Answer, more than you could ever afford. In order to redeem and take you to heaven, God gave His only begotten Son. Nobody in heaven will ever say, "Look what Jesus and I accomplished." That would make you a co-redeemer with Christ. It would be an insult to the cross. You'd be guilty of a level of pride that would make it impossible for you to live there. Hymnist Horatius Bonar wrote, "Upon a life I have not lived, upon a death I did not die. Another's life, another's death, I stake my whole eternity." The Bible speaks of laboring and working for God, but don't get it mixed up. You don't work to be saved, you work because you are saved. You don't labor for your redemption, you labor for your reward. That's so God can point to us in all future ages as example of the incredible wealth of His grace and kindness towards us. That's Ephesians 2:7. From Vision's Word for Today, Your Dream House, Part 1.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.